teaspoon full of sugar in it, and just the same cup, same heat, and then stir it all you want. That one spoonful that you pour that hot coffee on will be sweeter coffee than that.
Really?
The two.
Oh, I'll have to try that sometime.
You try.
Okay, I'll try it. I will.
Do you like sugar in your coffee?
Well, I don't usually put it in there. I usually just drink it straight, you know, or black, or whatever you call it. But I can drink it with sugar.
Well, it's a lot. Oh, I like sugar with mine. But one teaspoonful put in there and pour that hot coffee on it. Then you can stir all you want to, you won't find no sugar.
That's
with
good.
Others,
yeah.
You find sugar in the bottom of your
yeah.
cup.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to try that. Oh, I know. What do you, like when you're thirsty, what do you usually drink?
When
people
drink
are
water.
Thirsty. Yeah. And then they pour it into a
pitcher.
And then they pour it out of the pitcher into
their
a
cup or glass.
Something like that. And if there was a, if you were at, say, your daughter's house or something, and there was a glass on the sink, and it fell off, and she came in there, you'd say, "Now, I didn't
break it."
I don't know who. You might say, "I don't know who."
It fell off and broke itself.
Yeah. And if I ask you, like, how much water did you drink? You'd say, "Well, I really..."
I drank it. Cup.
And,
glass full of a dip.
Yeah, something like that. You're really good at this. Now, if you were having supper with some people and you were passing around some food and you wanted them to go ahead and take some, you might say, "Well, just go ahead and..."
Try it.
And then you might say, "And if you want to, now just feel right at home, just help."
Help yourself.
And if somebody passed you something that you didn't want, you might say, "Well, I don't."
No, thank you.
Uh-huh. And you say, "No, thank you, I was just don't."
I wasn't careful.
And food that's been cooked and then one time and then you serve it over a second time, you call that food. If you like, you cook it for dinner and then...
Second dip.
Yeah, and if you cooked food at dinner, you know, and then that night, you're going to have it again for supper, and so you say that food is... Would you ever say warmed over or something like that?
Warmed over. Yeah.
And then, now like that man down there who didn't have any teeth, he can't... If he doesn't have any teeth, he can't,
can't bite.
Yeah, and he can't bite. That's what you said of that. And if he eats food, he has to eat something that he doesn't have to,
bite.
And then, something that, he can't eat, I guess he can't eat meat or anything that you have to,
bite
or chew up or anything.
That's right.
And,
just gums.
You just go. He doesn't chew. He just. have you ever heard of something that people eat with just? They take corn, just warm cornmeal. You warm it up and put milk or water or something like that in it. Something like mush. Have you ever heard of that? You have it. And Now, the kind of grain that they grow so much over in East Arkansas, they don't usually grow it around here, take irrigation to